keep an eye on economic developments in Trinidad and Tobago, where the Minister of Finance has just presented the kind of budget that most people associate with the pending election. Topping the list of moves was an increase in the minimum wage, effective from December 1st, to benefit 194,000 people. An increase in personal goods that can be imported without incurring customs duties from $3,000 to $5,000 from December 1st. An increase in tax allowances from $3 million to $6 million for corporate sponsorship of nationals in sporting activities, culture, arts, audiovisual production, and the local fashion industry. Amending the Cooperative Societies Act to increase from $5,000 to $50,000 the limit for the transfer of shares to another person on the death of a member. An increase in wages and fees for CPEP workers. CPEP is the equivalent of our National Conservation Commission here in Barbados. And a 15% increase in wages for those who are assisted under the Unemployment Relief Program, better known as the URRP. And these are just some of the goodies that are leading business people to this conclusion.
It is safe to say that given the many initiatives in the budget, we are clearly entered an election mode. Notwithstanding this position, businesses must continue to operate.
Chamber of Industry and Commerce President Riaz Ahmad, in an apparent reference to the upcoming local government election and the general election due next year. Finance Minister Colm Imbert was ready with a response.
Yeah, I heard some mention about an election budget. If it were, we'd be at $60 billion, Mr. Ahmad. We've still managed to keep within the range of $51 to $52 billion. We're still being disciplined.
He said after 3 years of hardship, the government tried in this fiscal year to balance everything out.
If I take two things, I would take the increase in the minimum wage at the lower end, and I would take the VAT bonds at the upper end, and then all of the things in between. And we still have next year. Even though the way the parliamentary schedule is, there may not be a full budget next year, there's still the opportunity in the mid-year review to make some adjustments.
As for the VAT bonds that the minister said in the first instance would help reduce a debt owed to the local business community.
VAT refunds have been outstanding for some instances over 24 months. And in some cases, companies are owed in excess of $20 million TT. Given the continued accumulation of refunds, we are happy that the Honourable Minister announced an initiative to alleviate this burden. Unfortunately, the proposed bond is only $3 billion and only addresses a portion of the outstanding refunds.
The VAT arrears are more than $3 billion. They are significantly more than that. So we decided to start with this bond issue of $3 billion. It will be government debt. It will increase the gross debt.
Minister Imbert said the bond issue was the only solution and an innovative one.
At the same time, two former ministers from past UNC and PNM governments say that in targeting potential voters, the current government has created a problem that it may be unable to sustain.
What do you think that announcing a 15% increase to CPEP and URP does in the middle of a negotiating round? Well, if anything at all, it doesn't dampen expectations. What it does is sets up floor in the expectations at 16%.
Former PNM Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Mariano Brown, believes in trying to seduce a targeted population, the government has brought a problem onto itself.
Well, the minister, essentially, in a moment of glee, happiness with regard to the announcement. In other words, this is my target group for the elections, and I expect you all to support me. But he's also created another issue. I don't think that the teachers are going to be very happy with getting less than 16% now. In fact, I don't think any union is going to be in that position. So we've created a problem.
He believes moving forward, unions will use this increase as a base from which to negotiate across sectors. Brown's concerns were echoed by a former UNC minister. He says while announcements like the minimum wage increase, selected salary hikes and the OJT expansion are good for the people set to benefit, they are not tied to any policy framework of growth and transformation of the economy, which will make them meaningful in the long term.
The tragedy of this budget is that we are talking about CPEP again. That is the real tragedy. And for us to be caught up in that discussion is the highest travesty that a government can do to a country in 2019.
Here's a Sagittarius financial tip. Aim for 10% of your income. But if this is not possible immediately, start at a manageable figure and work your way to the ideal. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagittarius can help. This has been Sagittarius Early Business.